Kosovo Albanians have responded to the death of President Ibrahim Rugova with sadness and concern. Kosovo has been an international protectorate administered by the United Nations since 1999, and the NATO bombing campaign ousted former Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic's forces. Now ethnic Albanians fear that the void left by Mr. Rugova's death could jeopardize Kosovo's chance to become fully independent and at peace within the region. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report from Pristina, Kosovo.
President Ibrahim Rugova's funeral Friday had all the appearances of a state burial. The procession bearing his flag-draped coffin through the icy streets of Pristina was led by an honor guard carrying the Albanian flag. The Kosovo anthem was played at Rugova's funeral service, attended by dignitaries from 40 world nations, and a 15-day official mourning period has been declared. But Kosovo is not a state, it is still a province of Serbia. The tens of thousands of ethnic Albanians who flooded the streets to say goodbye to their president had hoped he would lead them in negotiations toward independence from Serbia in talks that were to open this past week. Those talks have now been postponed. Alex Anderson is the Kosovo project director of the International Crisis Group. He says the void left by Rugova's departure could delay the talks for a long time.
We may see weeks, perhaps even months, of wrangling and maneuvering amongst Kosovo Albanians over who is going to now fill the big posts, the head of the largest party, the LDK, the presidency of Kosovo, the head of Kosovo's negotiating team.
While Kosovo Serbs were notably absent from Rugova's funeral, they have expressed concerns over his passing. Rugova's committed pacifism set him apart from his possible successors, who hail from a generation of Albanian politicians that came to power in 1999 after fighting in the Albanian guerrilla movement, the Kosovo Liberation Army. In appearance, Kosovo is already independent from Serbia. Ethnic Albanians outnumber Serbs 9-1, and the Albanian language dominates the airwaves. One is often hard-pressed to find signs of Serbian existence. Most Serbs live separately from Albanians in enclaves still watched over by NATO peacekeepers. Agron Bajrami is editor-in-chief of Kosovo's main Albanian language newspaper, Koha Ditori. He says that after what happened in the 1990s, Kosovo Albanians could never again live under Belgrade's rule.
These days, even the Serb officials are saying publicly that they are not interested in ruling the Albanians. They just want to have the territory under their sovereignty. And if this is about territories and not about people, then I think that we should think twice whether we are just setting the stage for the next conflict.
Off the record, international officials working in Kosovo say that some form of independence with conditions attached will be the likely outcome of status talks. Independence or not, says Kosovo-Albanian analyst Dukagjin Gorani, Rugova's departure, far from leaving a vacuum, may finally clear the way for real debate and democracy in Kosovo. Gorani likens Rugova to many of the region's other previous dictators.
He could affect mindset of population by imposing himself as a fatherly figure. Patriarchal perceptions are still strong in this part of the world. Rugova utilized that mindset so that he gained moral dictatorship over Kosovars.
With Rugova gone, Kosovo is finally through with nationalist Balkan politics of the 1990s, says Gorani. Now he hopes Kosovo will be able to focus on new leadership, developing its economy, and moving toward eventual integration with the European Union. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.